You know, if I wasn't totally inept, things would have gotten off to a much better start.
Why? It's only an hour after we start the show.
Well, I mean, no. Like, in the last 5 to 10 seconds, managed to conk myself in the head with the microphone. Is it really that difficult?
To show up on time? No, it's not.
Hey, I was here before you.
Who brought the beer?
Thank you.
We got your theme song for you.
Yay.
Should we get a theme song for the show? So what were we talking about? We were talking about...
Madden and Roger Goodell.
We were talking about Madden and... You were asking who was on the Ustream.
Yeah, they're watching on the Ustream. It's Madden and Goodell spooning.
And I was thinking it was Madden and Goodell, and they're spooning in the back of the...
Madden Cruiser. Do you think it's a waterbed, or do you think it's a standard bed? I would have to go with a standard bed. I think a water bed is just a little too crazy for Big Madden.
You know, they'd have to use one of those oil bladders that they use in tankers to make sure that the water doesn't
oil
disperse.
Oil bladders,
huh? Absolutely.
The hell's an oil bladder?
Hey, it's Pigskin Radio.
What kind of oil?
Baby oil. British petroleum oil.
Corn oil. Camphor oil?
Canola oil?
It's Pigskin Radio, episode 133. Coming at you in stereo.
2.1.
Shove your earbuds deep inside of your skull. We got a little bit of sports radio for you. Hi.
Is it really going to be sports? Are we going to talk about sports? Because... You know, the consensus in the room is meh.
Well, you know, we don't really actually talk. You know, there's a little dirty secret around here with Pigskin Radio. Are you going to find stats here?
I have not done enough research on our shows to know exactly where you're going with this. I might predict that you're going to talk about talking about stats.
You are actually in all of the shows, most of them.
Right.
Probably 90% of them.
Uh-huh.
I think you're probably a good judge.
And you know what?
Shows.
It's great. It's great that we record the shows because otherwise I wouldn't remember half the crap that we talk about.
Do you even listen to them, John? Do you listen to yourself?
I've got my headphones on. That's good enough.
What does that mean? Hey, everybody turn their...
No, that's just you, bro.
I was too late.
That's just you.
I was too late. I tried to turn it off in time.
I turned mine off an hour ago like I was supposed to.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Yeah, see, I'm late at turning off my devices.
What kind of devices do you have that you turn off?
Well, my watch and my phone.
Sorry, sir. A device pussy. In your luggage activated.
Yeah, my various fleshlights.
And therefore your baggage was held up.
One of them looks like it might fit in a beer can just about that size.
About this size?
Yes.
Let's not get all Barry Switzer on this show. Come on, let's not get Barry Switzer and smuggle stuff through.
So anyways, we do have some sports news out there.
Mark has been gathering sports information and then complaining that there's nothing to talk about.
Yes, little Danny Snyder. He's a little upset about his new toy. Hasn't really got that much of time to even play with it. And that's Fat Albert Haynesworth. He, you know, he isn't playing ball anymore. He's not showing up to camp. And Danny wants his money back.
Well, it's because Fat Albert thinks that his contract takes priority over the coach.
Oh, first of all, Serious Dave is here with us again this week.
Dave.
Welcome to the show, Serious
Holy
Dave.
Holy shit, Dave's here.
Yeah, I just showed up. I appreciate
Did
it.
Did you bring beer?
Two in a row.
Hang on. Dave has... beer on the other side of the glass over there.
Uh-huh.
Is it okay to have beer?
Oh, yeah. I don't
we encourage it.
Yes, absolutely. Beer is wonderful.
Thank you, sir.
Enjoy.
Yes, please. May I have another?
Ah, that was delicious.
Don't actually open a beer near the mixing board. I've learned that.
So, Danny Snyder, Albert Haynesworth, $20 million.
Mm-hmm. Sports, bringing it back to sports. Way to go, Dave.
Why did they only fine him $10,000 for missing training camp?
I don't know. Technicality, the way the contracts are signed.
That's like us getting paid a dollar for doing this.
It's like he's...
It's like 3 days worth of groceries.
Why would anyone pay a dollar for this?
A dollar for what?
Yeah, yeah.
I had to pay you guys a dollar to be here.
Oh, that's right. Actually, you're in the VIP room. It's $30.
What does that mean?
Well, we just left Club Onyx, didn't we?
So that's where you were before you got here.
So we've got a lot of Goodell stories. Goodell, he hasn't really made a ruling on Vince Young yet.
No, but he does like him some me. Goodell's
in the news everywhere. The NFL PR guy on Twitter is
I love me some me.
Yeah, spinning Goodell into the stratosphere of what to talk about on Sports Show.
It's T.O. in a Goodell outfit.
He's going out with Madden to go to training camps on the cruiser. That's crazy.
Madden just can't give it up.
I mean, you know, they will spoon, but...
Do you think they play Madden football on the Madden cruiser?
Yeah, the 2012 version.
No, let's talk about it. Do you think John Madden's ever actually played Madden? You think his fat fingers can figure out the controllers? You think?
I bet he has people play for him.
I mean, he does. He rents game players for him. He sits on the couch, enjoys his tofurkey.
Turducken.
Thank you.
No,
tofurkey. Let's break that down.
He's doing
what the fuck is a tofurkey?
It's a tofu turkey. The tofurkey. I get them confused with the turducken. One's all meat, one's no meat.
So does he make noises while he watches Madden 2010?
Grunts.
Boom.
Bang.
I'm sure he does.
I bet he plays Brett Favre the
entire
time.
Do they make a special Madden edition with a telestrator on it so that he can show his guy who's playing where this guy should be coming on the cross? And
wow, that's his worst line ever, isn't it?
He uses it quite often.
Mm. Yeah. So, John and
I'm sorry,
Goodell.
Mark, did I offend you? I apologize. And I apologize to
viewers.
How many do we have?
Several.
Mark's not paying attention to you. If you're on the Ustream, I just want to say I'm sorry that Mark has minimized your window and is totally not looking at you at all. See if we can help him out and tell him it's okay.
I smell something fishy.
We still love you.
Good beer.
Humanoids.
Tile some fucking windows or something.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Well, he's doing it. All right.
So, little Danny. Yeah, he's upset about the money, but he's not going to get the money. You think?
You still talking about little Danny?
Yeah.
A lot of good your little notes are doing.
This is the worst sports day of the year.
It really is.
This might be the worst show of the year.
It's the first day of summer, the longest day of the year.
So Madden's friend Goodell that he travels around with across the country, he's also talking about preseason games. He says that the NFL doesn't need preseason games, or at least 4 preseason games.
He's trying to spin it into an 18-game season.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
So we can have 2 more weeks of fantasy football.
Oh, it's so teams can get 2 more weeks of higher-priced tickets.
Now you pay the same for tickets whether it's preseason or regular season.
Not if you buy them someone else.
Yep. Zerp.
What, from someone else?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Not regular season games could probably
scalpers
be
scalpers or something?
Not scalpers.
What are you doing? Are you contacting the Netherworld?
I mean, there's even a company downstairs that handles tickets.
Handles what?
Tickets.
The mortgage company?
No, not the attorney either.
Oh.
Although I could use one of those.
You know, we should talk to those guys. Maybe they'd want to sponsor the show.
But anyway, you know.
I've been in this. Well, anyways.
Are you what? Hold on. You've what?
Yeah. You know what happened the other day?
Thank God you didn't start with the
18-game
Vulvazela.
Huh?
18-game season?
I think I'd like it.
What would that do to our fantasy teams?
We'd have to change everything.
Well, we could still play the same schedule and then actually
you'd
have
add
the
two extra games from the Austin League.
No,
you could play the same schedule and then just move the playoffs up 2 weeks.
And then not have to deal with the last week of the season being just a horrible week for the Super Bowl.
I say 2 weeks of interleague play.
I am all for the 18-game season.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Interleague play?
Yes.
I'm down with it.
So, Austin League, take that big cock stuffing.
So, you know, speaking of the tickets for the games, they're going to have $199 party season passes for the party tickets, you know, the standing room tickets.
Yeah, pay $200 to sweat with a bunch of rednecks.
Uh-huh. You don't like rednecks, Dave?
Not really.
No, you don't? Well, you know that you think that it's basically packed with rednecks?
Dave is corporate technology. Come on, man. He gets tickets that are actually in the playing area.
I get tickets in the bowl. Thank you very much.
Wow. Look at you. It's pretty impressive.
It is, isn't it?
It's good to be Dave.
It really is. It's pretty amazing.
Mark, have you ever done the party pass? Have you ever?
No, I was just curious. I thought, you know,
Dave, have you ever done the party pass?
Bucks.
I've seen the party pass pit, and
is it like a mosh pit or something?
I went to the Giants Cowboys game where they oversold it.
Yeah, that probably was a lot like a pit.
It was
actually
a lot like a mosh pit, and I will take a ticket in the bowl.
Like 93 Lollapalooza with Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Do they have a fire hose on them like the 88 Texas Jam?
God, you're old.
I saw the 86 Texas Jam in the fire hose.
Boston?
Was it Boston? I thought it was Van Halen.
Ted Nugent? Ronnie James Dio.
We're a bunch of old rockers, I guess. Huh.
What, rat.
You ever see the Texas Jam, John?
No, I never went.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he was listening to Christian rock at that
time. Is that what you were a big Striper fan back then?
John Denver.
Winger.
Were you like Winger?
I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
I actually saw Winger once.
Wiener?
I think they opened up.
You saw a Wiener once?
Winger.
I swear Winger. You just said I saw a Wiener once.
Well, I did.
When he goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure?
In the mirror.
Okay.
I couldn't see it.
Did you make eye contact with it?
Huh?
You don't ever make eye contact. John.
Yeah, we were eye to eye, John.
With a wiener.
Uh-huh.
So party passes are $199 this season.
For a season pass.
Listen, John, I'm not gay. I'm just dirty. There's a difference.
Okay. Butt sex doesn't count.
I don't have a point.
So, yeah, $199, you can get 10 games. That's $20 a game. But the problem is that parking is, what, $1,000.
It's like $60 to park, and I think it's $100 if you want a tailgating
Wiener.
Spot.
Oh, what? If you want a what spot?
Tailgating spot.
Oh, okay. So if you get extra room for your grill or?
Yeah, your grill, your girls, your, you know, whatever you bring out to the game.
Hookers.
Kegs of beer.
Now, did you say there are hookers at the game?
There probably are, John.
Dallas Cowboys
game?
Dallas
Cowboys game.
There's plenty of hookers there, John.
I've never seen them. Will you point one out to me, please?
Sure.
I'd like to talk to her about some
pressing issues,
some business,
some opportunities for modeling.
John, did John ever tell you about the time he was down in the parking lot and a hooker approached?
I was approached by a prostitute in this very parking lot.
She gave him her card.
Ooh. Yes, she's new to town.
She was new in town. She's just going to be here a little while. Wanted to know if we could have a business transaction.
That's what they all say. They just got to town.
Right. Oh, great. That's great. I'll give your card to my buddy.
Yeah, so he gave it to me. Thought that was nice of him.
She's been living with him ever since.
Yes. Yes. If I can only get her to clean up after herself and to tell the guys.
And you.
And if the guys would go home earlier.
Oh, good
you
God.
Know. What? We got to make a living, John.
So we've got to make a living.
So Steve Smith breaks his arm playing flag football.
Yeah, what's up with that?
We don't know because we haven't really watched the news. We just know it's broken.
So in his contract, it said that if he can't play organized sports, and this was apparently a tournament for adult males, it said.
You know more than
I don't know.
Ringer!
Yeah.
Ringer. Bitch, you brought in Steve Smith.
Steve Smith.
Get that shit out of here.
He accidentally fell down.
Broke his arm.
Broke his fucking arm, and now he's, you know.
Playing flag
football. I will break that mouthy bitch's arm.
So you think he's going to be ragged on in the locker room breaking his arm playing flag football?
Probably. But you know how he's crazy and goes up for those fucking catches? I could see him out there without any.
Or did someone break his arm?
You know what I mean? Without real serious pads on, I could see him skying up for a ball.
People don't wear shoulder pads when they play flag football.
I know, but he may be skying up in the air for balls coming down, landing on people.
Skying for balls.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's the guy that got hurt playing football on the beach?
Manute Bol.
No.
Rest his blessed soul, Manute Bol. 7'7".
Do you think they made a special casket or they just chopped his legs off? What? What? It's a fair question.
He was broke.
Well, yeah, or you just fold them. I mean, how do you get them in there? I mean, I'm sure they didn't buy the casket off the rack.
I'm sure the Bol family would be, you know, very happy to answer these questions if you were able to contact them. So if anyone listening knows the Bol family, Mark is very curious.
With the clicking noises, I'd be happy to interview
Mark
him
is curious,
Skype.
Did they cut his legs off or did they make a special casket? So if you have information, please.
And to find out more about dead celebrities, visit my website, celebrityholocaust.com.
Good Lord.
Thank you.
Shameless plug. Shameless
Absolutely.
Plug. You know, Manute Bol's mother was 6'10".
Was she?
She was.
How tall is she now?
Probably 6'10".
I bet you could squeeze her.
It depends on if they cut her legs off before they buried her.
I don't know. It's a fair question. So anyways, you guys hear T.O. is getting sued. Him and his cousin are getting sued for like $12,000 over this martini bar.
$12,000?
Yeah. Yeah, $12,000 because it wouldn't pay the last couple of months of rent or something.
T.O.?
For T.O. and his cousin's martini bar.
T.O. owes somebody $12,000?
Yeah, yeah.
Seriously, if you're Terrell, and I'm not talking to the Terrell Owens, I'm just hypothetically, if you're Terrell Owens and you got a problem, it's going to make the news. It's going to cost you $12,000. Pay the fucking money.
It was in Birmingham.
Because I don't give a fuck.
Alabama?
It was in Alabama. So.
Well, maybe Buffalo money isn't taken in Alabama.
I don't know. I think stories like that are just made to piss people like us off.
Really?
Isn't money in Buffalo kind of like Canadian money? It's not quite worth as much as it is in the rest of the United States?
Dave, I don't think he's paid in Buffalo nickels.
I don't think they could pay him enough.
It'd be funny if at the you know, everyone's getting their check, and they go to give T.O., his money, and they just kind of truck in like,
beep,
Silence
beep,
of the Lambs.
Beep,
on
beep.
They truck in this money, and they're all Buffalo
nickels. They open the doors, and they just spill out.
He's going to make it rain.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to rain yeah. nickels.
Absolutely. He's going to try to get his nickels back.
So for the second year in a row, Michael Vick has been voted the most hated sports figure.
I'm trying to think of somebody I would hate more in sports. Donovan McNabb. Andy Reid.
I've got a list of the top five here. Let's see if you guys can guess.
Terrell Owens.
Some of the top five. We have a no for Terrell Owens. Dave,
what?
You got a guess?
Oh, I would say anyone who plays football in Philadelphia.
Is this current players?
No, these are current sports figures.
Current sports
They could
figures.
Be players. They could be owners. They could be...
Mario Lemieux?
No.
I'm just naming Philadelphia. Or
okay.
Pittsburgh.
I would have to say that there's only one Pennsylvania figure out of the top five. Ben Roethlisberger is one of them, yes.
Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods is another of them. They don't like the philanderers. And think...
Jeff Gordon.
Think about the remaining two...
No, Jeff Gordon.
...are both NFL owners.
Jerry Jones.
Danny Snyder.
No.
Really?
Jerry Jones and Al Davis.
I was going to say Skeletor, but I would assume that you would know that's Al Davis.
I can't hate Al Davis.
You can't?
No.
Because he doesn't exist?
Yeah, how do you hate the dead? It's kind of like hating Manute Bol.
You don't hate Bernie?
I'm convinced they just wheel him in there.
They do.
Put the shawl over him.
Uh-huh.
You know.
They bring in Andrew McCartney and they have him manipulate his hands.
Andrew McCartney?
McCarthy. Wasn't he in Weekend at Bernie's?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I get it. Yep.
Sorry, I'm digging deep.
Was that a film reference?
Yeah.
Wrong show.
Yeah, sorry about that. Okay.
Devin.
Huh.
Damn it.
All right.
What does that mean? Are you out of breath?
Yes. A little bit.
So what's next on your notes?
I got some more notes here. Did you hear that they're making a Pat Tillman movie? Did you guys hear about that?
No.
No.
Let's see a little clip here, or hear a little clip.
Pat Tillman loved the game of football.
USA! 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 USA!
Going into Afghanistan was the right thing to do.
Times like this, you stop and think about just how good we have it, and the flag is a symbol of all that.
Pat Tillman, who gave up a multi-million-dollar contract in professional football, has been killed.
Tillman ordered his men up a hill to attack terrorists that had pinned down part of his platoon.
Tillman's voice was heard issuing commands to take the fight to the enemy forces.
Tillman's family will receive the Silver Star.
Pat sacrificed himself so his brothers could live.
I knew that things were going to come out that were going to make that ceremony invalid. They had told me, you need to keep your mouth shut about it.
I was told, your career is on the line.
You know, when somebody tells me something in the Army, you salute me. You know, about face and go get it done.
What they said happened didn't happen, and so you have to set the record straight.
Danny committed herself to trying to figure out exactly what happened to her son.
People start asking questions, and then all of a sudden the Tillman story changes.
I just remember Pat yelling his name. I'm Pat Tillman. Why are you shooting at me?
Every piece of evidence that could ever be used is eliminated.
The generals were lying.
I can't be sure. I can't tell you. It's a guess. I don't know.
I don't recall precisely how I learned that he was killed.
This goes pretty damn high.
To find out that the military were the very people to lie to us, it's outrageous.
Man, that's dramatic, Mark.
Isn't that? I mean, the music.
That's
like, was,
that may be the most serious moment.
Extremely dramatic.
The most serious moment we've ever had in our 130-something episodes.
133 with a bonus show.
I got a problem with it.
You don't like it?
I don't like
You're
it.
You're a commie? You
I
commie?
Don't like it because.
What don't you like about it, Dave?
Commie.
Because they make a big deal out of a guy who played football and went into the military, but there's a lot of people that do the same thing every day.
Except they don't play
Joe
football.
Belton. I don't care.
He plays fantasy football, though.
And if something happens to them, it's not a big deal. They don't make movies out of it. So I will not rent, watch, purchase, or go to that film.
How do you feel about Toy Story?
I heard
Toy Story.
I heard Toy Story 3 makes people cry.
I heard that, too.
I heard that, too. We should all go and see if we can cry. Just get a good cry in.
This show's making me cry.
Could we share a popcorn?
Only if it's in my lap. Woo-hoo-hoo! I'm sitting bitch.
Ah, here we go.
Did I just see you mouth that quote as you played it? The
no.
little sample?
No, just
I swear, you just said, yeah, here we go.
Just one lip.
Okay.
No, I didn't mouth it. That would be crazy.
I didn't mouth it.
Well, that's going to come back to haunt me. So, yeah, so there's this Tillman movie. They're kind of basically showing the fact that, you know, they kind of used him as a hero figure and tried to promote everything up. And then when the truth came out, they, you know, there might have been a cover. I can't imagine there being a cover muff.
What really happened, though, Mark?
A cover muff?
Yeah, a cover muff.
Tell me, Mark, what really happened?
I have no idea what the fuck happened, but it's very dramatic, and it's an NFL-related movie, so I thought
it's
got to
be true.
Bring it to our audience's attention.
You heard it here on the internet. So it must be true. So go see the documentary.
Are we on the internet?
About Pat Tillman.
Hey, I heard the internet was just a bad.
It's a series of tubes.
Really? You mean somebody can hear what I'm saying? I gotta go.
They can hear.
Bye, Sirius Dave. Bye.
Is this what you think the internet is?
The number you've dialed is no longer in service. If you feel you've reached this message in error, Please check your number and try again.
If you're uncomfortable with the current internet, let's just go back to the old internet.
Wah. I like that.
Wah. Dude, that is so 9600 baud.
I think it's 288.
You might be right. That sounds
hear
like
that negotiation.
Little X32
right
there?
That's VFC right yeah. there, baby.
I think so. Squeal, squeal. Caw.
Tech tard. Tech tards.